الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, in the ayat and reminders that we have been doing for the last few days, there are two critical elements. Inshallah, we'll talk about one today and one tomorrow. The first of them is the issue of sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ayat which I mentioned on the first day of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah said, the bashara, the good news is for the people who have sabr. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْقَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصِ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So bashara is for the sabirin. Similarly, in the same surah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised the believers to take help from sabr and salah. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Sabr and salah. So it's very important for us to understand what is sabr. And sabr, as we know, unfortunately, is misunderstood. In many cases, people think sabr is to do nothing. It's to just sit and wait. Is sabr. That is not sabr at all. That's the opposite of sabr. In Islam, sabr is a concept which means two things. And these two are linked. And that's why I said sabr and tawakkul. Inshallah, we'll talk about tawakkul tomorrow. These two are linked, and that is, sabr is the state where a person does the best that he can do, given the situation, whatever challenge he is facing, whatever difficulty he is facing, the person does the best that he can do. That is sabr, and he does that with the complete and total knowledge and understanding that the result will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is my dalil for saying that this is sabr? My dalil for saying that this is sabr is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word sabirin, people who do sabr. In the Quran, he used it in Surah Al-Imran and Surah Al-Anfal. Allah used the word sabirin for the mujahideen, specifically for the mujahideen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah can use the word mujahideen. He used the word sabirin. He used the word sabirin for mujahideen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, he said, if there are 100 sabirin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them victory over 1,000, and so on and so forth. So in two or three places. So the point is that if you look at the at who a mujahid is, somebody who is fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, there is no, in my view, there is no example, there is no icon, there is no simile that is more action-oriented than someone who is actually fighting on the battlefront for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is definitely not sitting around. I mean, he has put himself on the line. And he is doing his utmost. He is doing his best. He is fighting. And he is right up there in the front on the battleground. And remember, when these ayat came, these were the days of hand-to-hand combat. So even if you think of when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed his ayat, if you look at the context of the ayat and the timing of the ayat, and you say, who were the mujahideen? There were people who used to do hand-to-hand combat, because those days we didn't have people playing video games thousands of miles away, you know, looking at images on computer screens, or dropping bombs from, you know, 10,000 feet up in the air. You had actually a Star Wars scenario. We didn't have that. We had war was you had the courage and you had the strength and the skill to fight the enemy face to face. Yeah, you looked him in the eye and you were fighting. So there is no symbol of action which can be stronger and more powerful than this symbol of somebody who is fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically called that person as-sabir. He said as-sabirin. These are the people of sabr. So what do we understand by we mean people who are fighting for or struggling for or working for a just cause. So that's obviously goes without saying. If you can't have sabr when you are doing injustice on somebody or you're oppressing somebody. So just cause is very much foundational and it is understood. But it is somebody who is completely and totally engrossed in the action, who is doing his best, the utmost, ultimate of what he can do. And he has invested and she has invested the maximum that they can invest, which is their life itself. Now, what is bigger than that? It's not just a matter of money. He's physically put himself or herself on the line. This is the symbol of sabr. So, when we say have sabr, it doesn't mean just sit around. No. Definitely does not mean sit. It means do the best that you know how. Whatever it is. Each one has his own level of knowledge and so on. But do the best that you know how. And that best is not only material and physical. It's very important to understand this. It's not only material. When we talk about effort, we think about only the material and physical effort. So if it is some work that has to be done, then we say, who should I go and meet? What should I do? And so on and so on. The foundation of all work starts with connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as one of our shuyukh said, if you are not praying tahajjud, it means you are not serious about the result. It means you don't really want the result. Think about it. If you say, well, there's something which I really want very much, and if you are not praying tahajjud, and if you are not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua in tahajjud for that thing, then it means that you really don't want it. Because if you wanted it, then how come you are not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially at a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified, I am here, ask me, I will give you. And at that time, you don't bother to ask, then you say, I want it. That means you are not serious. You really don't want it, you know, if you get it or not. So the key thing is to understand this, that effort is not only the material. Effort is the spiritual effort, and it is also the material effort. So both of them have to be there. So just as somebody says, khali namaz padhe to kya hota? Khali namaz se kuch nahi hota. Namaz ko banaye to hota. Waisi khali mehnat se nahi hota. Mehnat bhi hona, namaz bhi hona. Both of these things are required, and they go hand in hand. That's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these two together. So sabr is to do the best that we can do, which begins with connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then making the maximum effort that we can make in that life. So if you are studying for an exam, you want to do something, you are start with it. Pray tahajjud, make dua, then make the effort. You know, structure your life, look at how you are using your time, see what your resources, who are your friends, what is your social life, where is your time getting dissipated, and where are you getting distracted, come back to the focus. All of this is part of sabr. All of this is part of sabr. Then measure your effort and see how much am I doing, how much can I actually do, am I pushing myself to the limit. Nobody dies of hard work. Nobody dies of pushing yourself to a limit. Right? So therefore, all of these things are part of sabr and which we need to do. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to become among the sabirin. Because Allah, and when you do this sabr, see the reward of the sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that Allah will help the sabirin. Allah did not say that Allah will give victory to the sabirin. Allah said, Wallahu ma'as sabirin. Allah is with the sabirin. Now there is a huge difference. If Allah says, I will give victory, maybe one victory. It doesn't mean every victory. If Allah says, I will help, maybe one time, maybe 10 times, maybe, what about the 11th time? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allahu ma'as sabirin. Allah is with the sabirin. So if Allah is with a person, then obviously, victory and forgiveness and mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is understood. I mean, if Allah is with you, then what more do you want? So it's not a matter of one-time help or something. Wallahu ma'as sabirin. And the beauty is that this usage, Allah is with. Allah did not say this with anybody else. Allah did not say, Wallahu ma'as salihin, people who are good people. Allah did not say, Allah is, people who, Allah is with the people who are doing hajj or people who are praying or no. For everything, Allah has given rewards. Reward for this and reward. But for sabr, Wallahu ma'as sabirin. Allah is with the people who make sabr. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand the meaning of sabr and to implement it in our lives, inshallah, and to give us the benefit of that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.